Alright guys, this is Tone, and this is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports. Let's get it. Guys, this is Tone. This is On Deck, presented by Flagpole Sports, and let's get into yet another pitiful fucking week for the New York Yankees. Are you beginning to see a trend here? I think I'm beginning to see a trend here. It's getting pretty fucking bad. Last week, we talked about how bad the Yankees were, the hitting non-existent, getting swept by the Red Sox, pitching was starting to go into decline as well. And guess what? It didn't really get so much better for the Yankees this week. Now, if you remember 2 weeks ago, we won two games the entire week. Now, if you win two games the entire week, you're not going to have a winning team. Last week, this past week, guess how many games we won? Two. Two out of mother... It's ridiculous. We finished a series with the Red Sox, lost. Starting a series against the Twins, we actually started out with two wins. But ended with a loss in a game that we should have had. Rollins Chapman having a very bad game, giving up a blown save in the ninth inning. But look, those things happen. You can't always expect Chapman to be lights out, although you hope to be. But it just doesn't happen. It's not realistic. So you lose a game against the Red Sox, win two games against the Twins, then lose the last game against the Twins. You get an off day on a Friday for some fucking reason or whatever. I have no clue how a Major League Baseball team gets an off day on a Friday, especially when traveling from Minnesota to Philadelphia. But, alright, fine. You get an off day. More rest the better, I guess. And then you start a two-game series against the Phillies. And Jameson Taillon comes out. Taillon doesn't fucking matter. He comes out. He gets one out. And he gets fucking booted from the game because he just gave up a fuck ton of runs. Now, if you're beginning to say to yourself, wait a minute, didn't he do this the last time? Didn't he give up a ton of runs? Well, guess what? This is what this kid does. This is where he's at. I'm sorry to say, he's not a starter. He's coming off a major surgery, and he's just not a starter. At least for now, he is not a starter. This is the kind of guy that you want to come out of the bullpen in long relief. Some guy that'll give you three, four, maybe at max five innings, but no more than three or four, I think, in my opinion. And this is just getting sad because right now, even our better starters, Gerrit Cole, not playing well at all. Domingo Germán, he's been okay. He's been solid. He did give up four runs against the Phillies. But, you know, you can't expect everybody to be on all the time. And the starting pitching has just been horrendous. Jordan Montgomery is not so much better either. This is a team that should be fucking demolishing teams like the Twins, like the Phillies, where we're getting our fucking asses handed to us. And it's starting to be telling what this team is really all about. And it's not about winning. I have no doubt that the players, they want to win. I have no doubt that... Actually, I do have doubt that the front office wants this team to win. Because the way they act with this team, it's like they don't care sometimes. They don't. Now, what's even more amazing is that, you know, you have guys that are getting paid a lot of money on this team to go out there and perform. They're getting paid a fuck ton of money to go out there and perform. And yes, I'm talking about you, Giancarlo Stanton. And he didn't play a single inning. Actually, he got a pinch hit, but guess what? It wasn't much more than that because he couldn't play the field. They asked Coach Boone before the series started, do you see Giancarlo Stanton, who's getting paid $30+ million fucking dollars, to basically just hit the ball four times a game? Do you envision him playing the outfield so he can get more playing time and help this team win against the Phillies? And Aaron Boone point blank said Nope, haven't even thought about it. We might revisit this whole conversation about him playing the field in August. Guys, we're in fucking June. We're talking about 2 months from now, a guy who's getting paid 30 plus million fucking dollars to play DH, who can't play the field. This is getting borderline fucking asinine. You cannot be paid that much money to just be a DH. I'm sorry. There is, you know what? Derek Jeter must be fucking laughing all the way to the goddamn bank. Not our bank, because our bank is going to fucking Giancarlo Stanton. No, he's laughing because this fucking team pounced on a trade to get Giancarlo Stanton because they thought, oh, he's going to be great back-to-back. The Twin Towers, him and Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge also missed the games on Sunday against the Phillies, the series finale, because of back spasms. Look, I will say this. He has been mostly less injury prone this season. But we need these guys out there. We need them out there. Off day today. Yes, recording this on Monday. Tuesday, going to be playing the fucking Blue Jays. The Blue Jays. Who right now are one spot ahead of us in the standings. You maybe ask yourself, where are the Yankees on the standings? And I'll tell you where they are in the fucking standings. They are fourth place, 8.5 games out of first place in June. Ask yourself, as a Yankee fan, when in the fuck can you remember that the Yankees were 8.5 games out of first place and or fourth place in a division this late into the season? I can't remember it. I don't think most people can remember, because I honestly don't think we've ever been fourth and 8.5 games out of first place. But here we are. And this is where we're at. We're saddled with a team that I think that they've accustomed themselves to losing. Aaron Boone, after the game against the Phillies, was asked, has this team gotten used to losing the way they're playing? He said, no. Heck no. Get out of here with that. The hell out of here. You know what? I think this team has gotten used to losing. They are one game over 500. Fourth place in the division. And 8.5 games out of first place. They're getting fucking rocked by almost every team right now. And the best that this manager, this organization could give us as a fans, as an explanation, as to what's going on, what's going to be done, is that they're right there. They're very close. I saw improvement. They're not improving. They're not improving. We are 40% into the season. They are where they are. Nothing's going to change. They may hit a little bit better. They could go on a little bit of a streak. But let's be honest. This team is a streaky team. And that will not get you a championship. We need to have consistency. Tell the 96 Yankees about consistency. Tell the 98 Yankees about consistency. Do you think that they had ever at one point thought, hey, we're going to come out of a slump? No, they were consistent. Okay, you want to go even a step further. Okay, 2009. 2009 Yankees were consistent. You could look at any team in Major League Baseball that had won a world championship. With the exception of recent memory of the Washington Nationals that have not been consistent throughout the season. It's just, that's the way baseball is. You need a consistent lineup, which we don't ever have. It's always kind of like a mystery who's going to hit where. When you guys have, like, Rougned Odor batting third. Rougned Odor is not a three-hitter. Your three-hitter should be your best hitter. And I'm sorry to say, Rougned Odor is not our fucking best hitter. By far. LeMahieu, look, got the big contract. I can't really go too crazy on LeMahieu because he has gotten us out of some holes in the last 2 years. But guess what? You got to move the guy. And they asked him, are you going to ever move LeMahieu? And he said, nope, no thoughts. You gotta move LeMahieu out of the. You can't. You gotta give him protection, because when you make a lineup, and your leadoff hitter is struggling, and then you put a number two hitter that's also struggling, they go after your leadoff guy. They know your two guys not gonna hurt you, so you need to protect LeMahieu. You need to put someone behind him. I know they've been toying with Judge and Stanton when Stanton was hitting, but this is why this guy is not hitting consistent, because he always has somebody behind him that they know they can pitch to, so they go right at him, knowing that if you go out at him and we go after him, we'll get him out. And it's getting kind of ridiculous. It's getting utterly fucking ridiculous right now. This team needs a little bit of a wake-up call. They need some changes. I was really hoping today, with an off day, we would actually hear from the front office, whether it be Hal Steinbrenner, or Brian Cashman. And the answer was, we heard nothing. We heard absolute fucking crickets. Because I'm starting to think, and suspected for a while now, that the only thing that this front office gives a shit about is making money. Now I get it. We're coming out of a pandemic. You probably lost some money last year, and I get it. But you cannot hurt the product to make profits. There is not a single team in the world that will win that way. You will not win that way. You will lose, because guess what? This fan base is already turning on you because you're putting out a product that is not the New York Yankees. Hal Steinbrenner, I hope to God you're listening to what I'm saying, man. You need to channel your father. Your father, he broke his back building this fucking team. He went nuts. He spent every last penny. He didn't give a shit about a luxury tax. He went out there and he spent fucking money. He spent money putting together a team that would go out there, compete, and fucking win a goddamn World Series year in and year out. And goddamn it, they would fucking try if they didn't get there. This team is not trying. There's like maybe 2-3 guys that you could build this team around. The rest, I could do it out. I can absolutely fucking do it out. Brian Cashman has to stop trying to make these stupid fucking trades for these one-off guys who come sometimes and are a little flash in the pan. They traded Talkman for Wandy Peralta, and he's been a fucking nightmare. Every time that dude comes into the game, he gives up fucking runs. Alright? We need to make moves. We need to make changes, especially since Luis Severino, who I'd really hoped would come back for Tommy John surgery, and to slot into maybe a starter role, a long reliever spot, maybe as an opener of some sort. Well, guess what? Rehab assignment against Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn. Rehab assignment against Brooklyn, and he hurt his groin. I went for an MRI tonight. Yankees didn't disclose anything yet. Guess what? Looked fucking horrible. He looked like shit. He was fucking limping off. He hurt his goddamn balls and his dick, all right? Let's be honest. That's where he's at. Doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon. Corey Kluber? Look, I've said it once, I've said it again. I truly believe if he comes back, he's going to get injured again. He's going to get injured again because these guys are one and the same. They always get injured. They're injury prone. You need to get a starter. You need to make a goddamn move. Whatever the fuck it takes to get a bona fide starter in this fucking team. Because past Cole, past Ramon, it's a fucking toss-up. You have no idea what you're getting. No idea. You need an outfielder. Brett Gardner. Look, Gardy has been with this team for a very long time. The longest starting Yankee right now. And look, he's done many good things for this team. But sorry to say it, he's starting to embarrass himself out there. He's not really hitting. His defense has been kind of disgusting, actually. He doesn't run down the balls like he used to. He doesn't have the arm. They're throwing him out of center field. Look, he's not a center fielder. He's maybe like a left fielder at best. I don't know if he can play right field. But look, he's just not there, and you're throwing him out during center field. If that's where he's going to play and he can't do it, then he can't do it. You got to move on. Miguel Andujar, not so bad at left field. I get it. I would keep him in left field. Aaron Judge, right field, absolutely. Don't want to push him in center field. Maybe a spot start here and there just to get him acclimated to that position, but he's not going to be our center fielder. He belongs in right field. We need another outfielder. Maybe a permanent solution. Maybe a permanent solution over Aaron Hicks. I don't think Hicks is the guy. I've said this a million times. I don't think he's the guy. Injuries aside, I don't think he's a great player. I don't think he's worth the contract the Yankees gave him. And I think they need to move on and go forward with another player. They need to make some goddamn moves. This team is struggling. They know hit, don't hit. Pitch well, don't pitch well. They got their jobs. And guess what? There's no reason to change because guess what? They're going to get out of it one day. They're turning the corner. They're hitting much better. I believe in our pitching staff. I know what they're capable of. This is not the shit you want to hear when you're trying to win a World Series. You do not win a World Series with that kind of mentality. This is getting fucking absurd. Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, guys need to wake the fuck up start making some goddamn moves, because we're getting to the point of no return. The season is getting to the point where if we go down just a little bit more from where we're at, the season will be over. And then what? There's no more rebuild. There's nobody in the minors to rebuild with. Even if you trade your stars, guess what? You're years away. You thought by coming back in 2017 with all these guys, you were ahead of schedule. Well, guess what? Now you're putting yourself behind fucking schedule. Just to fucking penny pinch. The goddamn Dodgers have like $80 million more in fucking payroll than we do. And look at them. They're fucking dominating. Defending World Series champions. They have goddamn bona fide stars in the team. You think if they're struggling, the team is going to not go get fucking players? Of course not. They did. They fucking reloaded. They got more players. They already had a stacked pitching staff, and they still got Trevor Bauer. What did we get? What did we get? We got a fucking penny-pinching move by Corey Kluber, who, yes, he threw a no-hitter, but guess what? Every dog has his fucking day in the goddamn sand, and that was his day. We're getting absolutely sick and tired of watching this team fucking lose. And yes, I know, this is just like every other team, they go through this shit, but we are not any other goddamn team. We are the New York motherfucking Yankees. 27-time World Championships. Pride. Where's the fucking pride? There is no more pride with this team because they're used to fucking losing. Mediocrity is now where it's at because we don't want to spend the goddamn money and we want to stay below the fucking luxury tax. That luxury tax is a bullshit number. Spend some fucking money, fix this fucking team, or don't. Because guess what? This team is pathetic and our whole fucking fan base is getting annoyed. And that is an open letter from me and every other Yankee fan that watches you guys night in and night out that expects better. Do better or don't, or we don't fucking watch. That's the way we do it. This is Tone. This is Flag Post. I'm out.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have